ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I was a 15-year-old girl and my best friend, who I will call Ari, was 14, we had a scary encounter. We were huge stoners back then. We were young, but our whole friend group was skaters, so we ended up smoking a lot. It had been raining all day, and it was going to be a rainy night as well, and as our friends were all skaters, it wasn't shocking that nobody wanted to hang out that night. Wet ground means no skating normally. Well, Ari and I still wanted to hang out, so we went out that night to smoke together. I can't recall if we left our homes and met up, or if we were already together in one of our homes and went out together. Either way, we went out and figured which of the many spots for smoking would be the driest.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We settled on this one at the handball courts of my elementary school. I'm going to try to describe this spot as best I can. So, it was a yard to my elementary school with handball courts, and we sat on a bench under a massive tree. In front of us was a large concrete slope going down for the teachers to drive up and park. We would have to stand up and then walk down the slope in order to exit. At the bottom of the slope was a bunch of basketball courts, like 10 of them, and behind that was a large playground. It was public park property stuff, but somewhat connected to the school. This night was very quiet, and we hadn't seen anybody outside because of the wet weather. It was our summer break, so adults were likely asleep preparing for work the next day. We were sitting on this bench smoking and playing music. I noticed from far away, at the end of the basketball courts and just before the playground, a huge man was sitting there on a bench. I could tell from his silhouette that it was a big dude. I told Ari, and her being the more reckless of the two told me to relax and that we were fine. But me being the really on guard type of person, I could not chill out. I kept telling her that something wasn't right, and I made her turn off the music. What was this clearly grown man doing in the wet rainy park at midnight totally alone? He himself wasn't smoking, he wasn't on his phone, and he was stiffly facing us directly. He didn't turn his head once our entire session. I mentioned this all to Ari towards the end of our session, and she finally agreed that something was really off. We were ready to leave though, so we didn't think it was a big deal and would just go. We kept an eye on the person down the bench as we left. Now, if you recall and understood my description, we had to walk down that slope to exit the area. This also meant getting closer to that guy. We would still be far from him, but closer than we were now, and he would obviously see the direction we were going for a minute as it was a big slope. We started heading down the concrete slope, and the whole time Ari and I were holding each other's hands tightly. My eyes didn't leave the guy for even a hair of a second. I was so focused, but also freaked the heck out. I kept telling Ari not to run away and to walk calmly, and I was probably trying to convince myself at the same time, to be honest. I just felt like if we started running, he would know we were scared. I can't explain why, but I felt like that would make things worse. We were not even halfway down the slope when the dude very slowly and stiffly rose up from the bench. My eyes were locked onto him, and he was huge. Then, in one swift movement, he went from totally frozen to darting directly towards us. I mean, this guy was seriously running, and his legs were so long, his strides were massive. The second he took off directly for us, Ari and I dropped our grip from each other and bolted down the slope into the middle of the road. We were running and screaming, and all I could imagine was him grabbing one of us. Like I said, it was totally a wasteland outside that night. So even what was usually a busier street during the day was so dead so late at night in bad weather. I'm not sure why, but I guess we telepathically agreed to run towards where our group usually hung out when we weren't smoking. The park that was across the street and down the block. It was a block that we went around the basketball courts, so the entire run we could see the guy darting towards us and making his way onto the road behind us. We thought by some small chance we'd see our friends hanging out at the other park, but we were wrong and it was deserted. I could feel both of us becoming exhausted when we realized we probably wouldn't see anyone for over a mile, and that if we did, it would be by absolute luck on a night like tonight. We ran and ran until we reached an overpass of a highway that was still empty, but at least it had more streetlights. We hadn't looked back for a while now, but when we reached the overpass, we noticed that the huge guy was gone. I'm not sure what made him quit. Maybe he realized we were not to be messed with, or that he underestimated how fast we were or how far we could run without getting tired. Maybe he just wanted to scare us. I'll never know, and I don't really care to know either.
Hey everyone, we truly appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel for more upcoming stories and exciting content.
One night, I was leaving my girlfriend's house at around 3 a.m. because even though I could stay late at night watching movies on the couch, her parents didn't allow me to stay overnight. Anyways, it was a stormy, rainy night that included a heavy downpour and a lot of wind, making it difficult to drive home. My girlfriend lives around 25 miles away from my house, and I normally drive out to the main big highway to get home. However, on this stormy night, I wanted to drive for as little as possible, so I took a smaller back road highway to get home this time. I used the shortcut, which I regretted using on that day, because that way was barely lit and surrounded by open plains from both sides, so the wind was really whipping. As I was driving as fast as was allowed in the heavy rain, the few lights that were on the road were completely off. Power went out, I guess, so naturally I had to slow down. Using the headlights as bright as possible, I still couldn't see where I was, mainly due to all the water all over the windshield in front of me, and I was having trouble seeing the road. To make matters worse, it suddenly started hailing. I began to panic because I could barely tell where I was going, my windshield was fogged up, and I had taken my dad's car, so I was worried about the hail doing damage to it. I decided to pull over on the side of the road for a while, and not soon after, I saw what looked like somebody waving a flashlight.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Now with McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I stuck my head out the window to see better, facing all the hail and heavy rain, and I saw a man approaching me. He seemed normal to me from afar, but as he got closer, I noticed how unusually tall he was, which creeped me out. I couldn't see the details of his face from afar in the storm, so I closed the window and locked all my doors and tried to look from inside the car. The guy then started to wave the flashlight rapidly until he got so close that I could see his face. The man had a smile on his face, which was the definition of smiling ear to ear. It was so creepy and he was mumbling stuff that I couldn't hear. I was literally about to soil my pants until I noticed another car approaching behind me. When I looked back to see the car behind me, the man either backed away or turned off his flashlight or something. Because I looked back out my side window for him and he was nowhere to be seen. Granted, I didn't have much visibility, but I didn't see the flashlight that he had been waving around. I followed the car that was behind me as it helped guide me on the road until I finally got back to the main road. The rain had stopped for the most part, but I still had to drive slow due to the ice on the road. The drive was taking at least 3 times longer than it normally did, and I lost connection for a while, but as soon as I looked back to the road, I saw a black dog in front of my car. Despite how slow I was going, I couldn't dodge the dog. I got out of my car and looked behind me, but I found nothing at all, no indication that I had run over a dog or another animal. I ran back to my car, forgetting about the conditions, and I started to speed back home. A strange urge inside of me was telling me to look over at the plain surrounding the road. I would glance out on the plain from time to time, and I saw nothing. About 10 minutes later, close to my home now, I looked out my side window, and I saw a tall figure wearing white waving a flashlight rapidly out in the plains. I finally made it home safe and sound after what felt like a whole day's worth of driving. I have no idea what to think of the tall man with the waving flashlight, or what to think about the phantom dog I hit. A lot of strange things happened that night, and I even questioned myself sometimes if I was hallucinating and if anything was real. It was by far the scariest night of my life. I grew up in a New England suburb, a huge colonial house over 150 years old. As a kid, I used to get creeped out sometimes, especially late at night. I have 5 siblings, so luckily it was rare for me to be home alone. Shortly after college though, my mom and I were the only 2 living in our home together. My 3 older siblings were married or engaged, and the 2 younger ones were in college. My bedroom at the time was on the 3rd floor, directly in the center of the house, aligned with the walkway leading to the front door. My mom's bedroom was 1 floor below. One night, as I was sleeping, it began pouring rain. No thunder or lightning, just heavy rain and strong wind. The sound woke me up, and I recall lying there staring at the ceiling and listening to the storm. Then I distinctly heard what sounded like someone walking slowly outside in hard-bottomed shoes. Initially, I wasn't sure because the sound of the wind and rain was so loud that I didn't think it was possible for footsteps to be loud enough to be audible, especially from the 3rd floor. But the sound was becoming louder and clearer, as though the person was getting nearer to my house. Not only could I hear footsteps, but the person was also whistling. I felt compelled to look out the window, but for some strange reason, I felt afraid. So I leaned out of bed and parted the blinds a tiny bit, just enough to peek through with one eye. Sure enough, there was a tall figure, maybe a block away, walking towards my house. It was a man dressed in a trench coat and dress shoes, but I couldn't see him from the waist up because he was under a large umbrella. As he approached my house, which was to his right, I expected him to continue walking. But as soon as he got to our walkway, he stopped whistling and turned his body to face my house, as if he intended to walk up to the front door. But he just stood there. Then he tilted the umbrella back as if he was looking directly up to my window. I couldn't see his face because the black umbrella was casting a shadow. I was shocked and absolutely petrified, too scared to move. He stood there for maybe 30 seconds, then lowered his umbrella to a normal level. Then he turned back in the direction he had been walking, started whistling again, and walked away. I slowly laid back in my bed, waited until I couldn't hear his footsteps or whistling anymore, then bolted downstairs to my mom's room. That stranger walking outside on a stormy night scared me so much.
This was only a few months ago from the time I'm writing this.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I work an overnight job at a warehouse, so I'm usually home sleeping during the day, and am awake between 6 p.m. to about 9 or 10 a.m., even on my days off, because I like to keep my body on the same schedule. This night, I was at work until 4 a.m. When I got off, I headed straight home, getting there at just about 4:15. All the roads were empty and quiet. However, when I got up to my house, there was a car parked right next to my driveway. I slowed down as I passed it and turned in, getting a better look at it. It was an old black sedan with heavily tinted windows. I couldn't see through any of them, and all its lights were off. I pulled into my garage and parked, taking one more look down the driveway before heading inside. The way this neighborhood was laid out, there was a decent amount of spacing between each home, so usually it was pretty easy to park right by whatever house you're visiting or whatever. So parking right by my house seemed really unnecessary when there were so many open places to park along the road. Initially, I dismissed it as someone visiting my neighbors, Maybe they had a party or something, and all the spots on the road closer to their house were taken beforehand. I checked one more time out the windows that morning, about an hour later, and the car was gone. The rest of that day went by as usual. I slept until 6, then got ready for another night at work. When I pulled out of the driveway to leave for work, the car wasn't there, so I really had no reason to think about it anymore. I went through my work night, which was a bit more tiring than usual, but I was looking forward to my night off tomorrow. The shift dragged on until I finally got out and drove home. Again, it was the middle of the night, and no cars were out at all, but when I got home, that same old car was there, parked in the same spot as last night. I did what I did before, slowly passing it and trying to see in the windows, but it looked no different than before. This time, after parking in the garage, I walked down to the end of the driveway just to get a closer look. As I was walking there, I thought I saw something move inside the car, behind the tinted window. It was just a glimpse out of the corner of my eye, so I couldn't tell for sure. I guess it could have been just a reflection on the outside of the window, too. I walked up, maybe 10 feet from the car, as I wasn't comfortable approaching directly up to it, especially if someone was in there. Even then, I couldn't see anything else. Before leaving, I decided to snap a photo of their license plate, just in case this became a recurring problem, but I figured I'd never actually have to use it. Better safe than sorry, though. I went back inside. Just like last night, I checked again a while later and the car was gone. Really strange, but it wasn't exactly harming me in any way, so I didn't think there was much else to do about it. I made dinner and watched TV for a couple hours, then got in bed and slept until 6 or 7 p.m. The sun was already set by the time I woke up. Having the night off, I did my usual long walk around the neighborhood. When I left the house, the car wasn't there, but when I got back from my hour-long walk, it suddenly was, parked right there in the same spot as the previous two nights. I mean, I just walked the entire neighborhood, and maybe saw one or two other cars parked on the street, so why was this one always right in front of my house, and only at night? I walked up to it, and this time got right up by the window, putting my hand above my eyes and against the window to block out the reflection so that I could see inside. The car was empty, no people, and not really anything at all to give me hints as to why they were here. This was one of those off situations, where it was really odd, but also they weren't harming me in any way at all, so it wasn't simple as to what to do about it. I went back inside the house. First thing I did was grab my phone, which I'd left charging on my nightstand while I was out walking. But when I picked it up, I saw an unusual notification. It was a motion detection alert from one of my security cameras. For reference, I had a camera on my front porch, but it only faced the door, so it never goes off unless someone was right outside the door. I also had 3 cameras inside my home, in all the main rooms. The notification didn't specify which camera detected motion, so I opened the app and checked. There was a 60-second clip saved by the app. I watched it, and for pretty much the whole time, the house was completely silent and there wasn't any movement. I was just starting to think this was a misinput by the system, but in the last 5 seconds of the video, something suddenly moved past the very bottom of the camera. It was really quick, they were only in the frame for a fraction of a second, and only part of their head and shoulders were caught. I felt my hands go numb while I held the phone. The room the footage was from was the bedroom I was currently standing in. Suddenly, the silence of the house was deafening. I could literally hear my heart beating as I slowly turned around and started darting my eyes all across the room. They could be anywhere, even watching me right now. All the thoughts rushing through my head only made me panic even more. Realizing I needed to leave, I hurried toward the doorway and out of the room. Instantly, I heard movement from the bedroom right behind me, and by the time I got to the stairs, footsteps were rushing down the hallway. They were maybe only 15 feet behind me. I got to the front door and sprinted right into the woods. In the intensity of the moment, I never even turned around to see who it was chasing me. I was more focused on getting out of there alive. Eventually, it was only my footsteps crunching on the leaves, covered by the darkness of the woods. I called 911. When they arrived, the car was gone, but thankfully I had the picture of their license plate from the day before. It only took 3 hours to find and arrest them. It was a guy in his mid-20s, and he looked completely deranged. Honestly, if I'd turned back and saw him chasing me through my house, I probably would have been so terrified that I would have tripped or something. The guy didn't seem to have any real reason for targeting me, but it was extremely evident that he was in fact targeting me. There were multiple pictures on his phone of my house, and even some looking through the windows at night at me sitting in my living room. He also had notes on when I left and got home from work every day for the last 2 weeks. Disturbingly, we still don't know how he got into my home and all around the cameras. And if he was able to get in unnoticed, there's no way to know if that was the first time he'd broken in.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
With how long and intently he was stalking me, he could have somehow had knowledge of where all the cameras were, and it could have been that this was just the first time he'd made the mistake of slightly walking in view of one of the cameras in my bedroom. Regardless, I shouldn't have to worry about him for a long time now.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.